I've been talking about this all morning because I'm really excited about the Stage Company's latest effort. They're bringing theater safely back to Southern Illinois, and they've got a new fully staged, virtually streamed production of Some Enchanted Evening, and that's featuring the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Now, I'm so excited to have the director on. I don't know how I got this lucky, but Derek Hamblin is on with me this morning. Derek, good morning. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit about this production. I know it's a musical review, so we're going to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, basically, Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote billions of songs. Billions, no, but they wrote a lot of songs that are basically the standards and the favorites of music theater lovers, and so a review was compiled, and they kind of took all of the greatest, as you could say, hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein and put them all in one show and then kind of centered it around, with it being a review, it's not a full, you know, musical with dancing and everything. So they sort of took a story of five individuals that are getting ready for a show and used Rodgers and Hammerstein's greatest songs to kind of tell this small little story. So you see the first part of, like, the first, you know, maybe 10 minutes of the musical is them getting ready in the dressing rooms, and then it transfers to them being on stage and performing to an audience in a recital, but the songs are taken out of context from the show and used in real time, as not, you know, like a song from Oklahoma is used, but it's not used like it is in Oklahoma. It's used to tell that person, that character that they're representing on stage at that time.
It sounds...
So it's a... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It sounds amazing. It's got at least some of the songs from two to three of my absolute favorites, including South Pacific.
Yeah, yeah. It's there are some shows that are represented in the musical that don't necessarily get a lot of media. I know, like, Flower Drum Song has a couple songs represented in there. So there's some lesser known musical numbers that are represented, but they're absolutely wonderful. They're arranged different. The orchestration is actually, it's just a piano. So you hear this new arrangement of the song. So they turn some of them into like a duet. So you see different versions of the songs. It's just really interesting how they kind of updated the songs and used them.
Talking with director Derek Hamblin this morning, and one thing that I have to say is I'm really excited when we can all get back to the live Stage Company productions, but as someone who's gotten really comfortable in my comfy pants, I'm thoroughly enjoying these productions that you guys have been putting on.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are trying to keep the arts alive because I think right now we all need that escape. We need something that we can kind of take a moment and relax and just kind of have fun, because I think we all need laughter and fun right now, and what better way to do that than live theater, the way that we can do live theater at the moment. And the production, it is filmed, and it is filmed live, and then it will be streamed on the dates that the tickets are on sale for. I think the dates are the 6th, 18th, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th and 25th. And it's just like if you were to go and see a real show or the performance and view it, and you watch it at that night at 7 p.m.
That sounds wonderful. If you would like to purchase tickets for Some Enchanted Evening, you can go to stagecompany.org. And Derek, I thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us this morning. I will definitely be watching.